Now, I've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Let's turn to Luke 21, and we'll get the answer to the question, when will the temple be destroyed? You remember that was the first question. We haven't looked at the answer. Luke 21, we're going to read from verse 20 and following. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation is near. What is the sign? When Jerusalem is surrounded with armies. That was exactly historically fulfilled in AD 70 when the Roman armies surrounded Jerusalem. But Jesus said to those who believed him, let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let those who are in the midst of her depart, and let not those who are in the countries enter her. He warned his believing disciples, when you see Jerusalem surrounded with armies, get out as quickly as you can. Historically, this was fulfilled. The Roman armies laid siege to Jerusalem and then, for political reasons, withdrew the siege briefly. The Jews who believed in Jesus as a prophet heeded the words of Jesus, escaped out of the city, and went to a place called Pella across the Jordan and were saved. Then the Roman armies restored the siege and did not raise it till the whole city had been destroyed and 2 million Jews had been killed. You see, it pays to listen to the prophet. I believe exactly similar principles apply today. We need to listen to that prophet. Now let's go on and see. Verse 22, for these are the days of vengeance, that all things which are written will be fulfilled. Written where? In the Bible, and primarily in the prophet Moses. But woe to those who are pregnant, to those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. What people? The Jewish people. And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. Fulfilled. 2 million killed, 1 million sold on the slave markets of the Roman world. That's not the end of the story. The little half, last half of verse 24, and Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. What's the next thing that happens? Read on. The visible return of the Lord in glory. So when Jerusalem is delivered from the dominion of Gentile nations and restored to Jewish government, it's an indication that the next thing that's going to happen is the return of the Lord.
For more information about Derek Prince or Derek Prince Ministries, visit us online at derekprince.org.